7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And speaking of tea, hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this Dubious Goals Committee, and I've got some tea here. Oh, daddy, I've got some of the Jade Jaguarian. Oh, and I need this. I'm having an extra woozy and wobbly day today so far. Oh, it's delicious tea. Oh, it's so good. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay. I think I can face the rest of the day now. Oh boy, what has happened in the last 24 hours? Well, let's see. All kinds of weird stuff has happened. My phone has been returned to me. I still can't figure out how to turn it on, even though they said that it's perfectly fine. Okay, that's cool. I'll just call the 800 number again and say, how do I turn on my phone? They'll say, you push the power button. And I'll say, which button is the power button? And they'll go silent. And they'll say, what do you mean? I said, well, there's two buttons on the phone. Which one do I push? And then it goes silent again. Okay, so anyway. But that's not the interesting thing that happened. That's not the interesting thing at all. The interesting thing is that I went to one of the open mic nights that I've been talking about for the last, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, Monday night open mic at this bar up in Benson. And it's a Grateful Dead bar. The name of the bar is the title of a Grateful Dead song, just like the bar that's next to me. And blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I have a new favorite band. A new favorite local live band. Okay. So I got my act together, and I was feeling pretty good, so I drove up to Benson. No problem. Found a place to park, no problem. And I walked over to the bar and I walk in, and I'm a little bit late. You know, I've probably 5 minutes late. Just because I couldn't get my socks on or something. So I walk in and I can hear something going on already, and there's just this sort of weird music. And I'm like thinking, okay, this is cool. And so I stopped at the bar and got myself a refreshing soda pop. And then I walked over into the other room where all of this music was going down. This bar is sort of a shotgun shack sort of setup, but there's like an extra room on one side. It's sort of split in half. Anyway, I go over there, and this is where people are sitting around a couple of tables, and there's some people on stage, and I find a place to sit down, and I sit down, and I start watching this band. Or at least, I don't know if that's what you call it, but it seemed like a band to me, because it looked like a band. They had a drummer, a guitar player, and a singer. And she is singing, guitar player is guitaristing, and the drummer is drumming. And they're not quite together. It's kind of loose. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, what am I seeing here? So there's a drummer playing a drum kit, and the first thing that confused me is it seemed like he was trying to follow the guitar player, because these guys aren't quite together. And, you know, usually the guitar player is listening to the drummer, but this is not what's going on. And so the guitar player is playing an electric guitar. He's sitting on a chair, and he's got a fairly extensive little pedal board in front of him, loaded up with a lot of very different types of effects. I mean, you know, a metal guy is just going to have all the stuff for doing metal. And no, this guy's got a wide range of bizarre pedals, including a Digitech Whammy. He had a nice overdrive. It's something else. But the main component, this was like a dual layer effects board. And along the top stuff was sort of active or passive stuff. And then on the first layer, what he was messing with most is a looper. And I didn't get a look at it, but from the way he was using it, it was probably a pretty expensive like loop station, a Roland expensive thing. And so he's playing guitar, and he's sometimes switching into, like, he's using a pedal to switch into a bass sound, and he's playing a bass line and looping that, and then he's playing over the top with just regular sort of guitar range. And he's got one of those Roland Katana amps, really nice amplifier, and he's pretty good. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. And so, yeah, it very quickly became apparent to me that these guys are just making stuff up as they go. This is a full improvised psychedelic sort of sound, something, whatever's going on here. And the guy playing drums, it's just got a small kit. It's just like a kick and a snare and a hi-hat and like a ride cymbal. And like I said, he's sort of trying to follow the guitar player, which makes sense to me now, because the guitar player's, you know, using a looper, and those loops aren't going to follow the drummer, right? So the drummer's trying to follow the guitar player, and they're not actually doing that bad. And it's a bunch of psychedelic kind of stuff, lots of fun effects. It sounded pretty good. I kind of dug it. I was like, yeah, okay, I can deal with this. And so, as I sit there, and then I got that part figured out, okay? And then I start watching the singer. And the singer is a young woman who is standing at a table. She's holding a microphone, standing at a table, and she's manipulating some device on the table. And I didn't get to see what the device was, but it might have also have been a looper and or a digital delay, some kind of very extreme vocal processing sort of device. And she's just singing, making up lyrics that I really usually couldn't make out. And she's manipulating her voice and doing these fast upward squeak sweeps and doing all kinds of other stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, this is fun. And it just keeps going and going. When I got information about this open mic, you know, I was told that everybody gets 15 minutes, but they easily went 15 minutes, and the song still hadn't stopped. But after about 15 minutes, the singer picks up a flute, a standard orchestral transverse flute that I didn't see before. It was on the table behind the effects processor she was using. And she just whips off a couple of, you know, Kraftwerk-esque sort of flute riffs, and I was like, okay, that's cool. And she goes back to singing. And I don't know how long they played, but eventually they stopped and decided to do one more. They had time left over somehow, I'm not sure, because this went on for at least a half an hour. I thought, how long is this? There's no clocks or anything. I didn't bring a watch. And so they start up another song, which is the same chord progression and everything, and it's basically the same thing. It's the sort of the same song. And she's still sort of singing in the same style and rhythm and everything, and this is just going on forever. And I'm loving it, because it's really loose, it's really weird, and I just, this is my new favorite band. This is my new favorite band, absolutely. And so they finish up, and this is when I finally learned, she said something, I couldn't quite make it out, the effects were weird, the sound on the mic was sort of strange. Really heavy in the bass, and so it was really muddy. But apparently, this is not their regular drummer. Apparently, their regular drummer couldn't play that night, and so this was a guy who was just sitting in and, you know, making it up as he goes along and trying to follow the guitar player. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that explains a number of things here. And I was sort of smoked. I was sort of blown away. I was just going, what? It's not that it was really good. It's just that I was just so happy to be sitting in a bar listening to live music, improvised live music, that I was just like, oh, yeah, I think I can play here. Because the back of the stage was about a foot tall and was sort of one end of this room. But you can see this on their website. But there's a big sort of spray-painted Grateful Dead-style mural with a skeleton playing a guitar and a dancing bear. And then the name of the bar, which is Shakedown Street Tavern. And it says Shakedown in giant letters, except the N is a Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Nebraska University football team logo N. So it's this graffiti style, and then the red logo. So the funny thing is if you look this place up, they call themselves, you know, like a Grateful Dead and Huskers band or bar. So yeah, it's some kind of they love the Dead, but somehow they also love Nebraska football. So okay. And it was about that time I decided, yeah, I can play here, because this is an anything-goes sort of open mic night. It is the first, I don't know how long they played, 45 minutes? It was just experimental and weird, and I'm thinking, yeah, okay, this is the place for me. Because I have since learned of some other open mic nights where I probably wouldn't want to do my thing. One place is an Irish bar in downtown and blah, blah, blah. But anyway. So then the situation starts getting weirder. Because, you know, I'm there to just see what's going on, to see who's in charge, to see how well organized it is, to see how smooth the changeovers are and this, that, and the other thing. And so the singer, after the band broke down and got their stuff off stage, the singer comes down. And she comes up to this table that's right in front of me, you know, not even half a meter away. Well, maybe a meter away. A high-top table that's got some notebook on it. And it turns out that, yeah, she's the host of this open mic. So, yeah. Okay. So she's checking to see who's next, and she makes some announcement about who's coming up next, and yeah, then somebody went up on stage and they played. Okay, so after that, I don't remember what order this was in, but after that there was a couple of what you would expect acoustic guitar acts. So yeah, this guy and this girl get up and sit in chairs, and he plays acoustic guitar that's capoed up a fifth, and she sings, and they did some songs that I didn't recognize, and then they're pretty good, but we find out before that, before they start playing, that this is their first time playing together. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is hilarious. So the guitar player starts playing, and he's very timidly playing, and so the singer, she starts singing, and you know, they're okay, they're perfectly passable, until the second song they did where she forgot to come in at some point in time, so they just stop and then pick it up again, and I'm like, okay, this is awesome. This is definitely the place for me, because this is just crazy. And, yeah, so they just do two songs, and that's all they know. I don't know how they know each other or whatever, but it's the first time they'd ever done anything together, and okay. On stage, I'm like, okay, that takes some kind of cojones. I really like that idea. Okay, I'm loving the spirit of this place, and I was just dying, just thinking, oh my God. And so after that, we had two more acts of your typical sort of open mic acoustic guitar guys. One guy was an aging hippie. He was old and stumbling around worse than I was. But he gets up with his acoustic guitar and he just starts whipping up some very cool blues riffs and licks, and he's singing some songs that I don't know. And he gets about halfway through the second song, or maybe it was between songs, and he said, yeah, his voice is toast and he's probably not going to do much. So this guy only does two songs. He's probably on stage for like 6 or 7 minutes. And then this other guy gets up, and he's much younger, in the 20s. Most of these people are in their 20s. I must be the oldest person there by decades. And he gets up, and he's the singer-songwriter type. So he's got a music stand in front of him with his lyrics, and he's sort of a finger picker. And he had a really odd style that I thought was really cool. I didn't really follow any of most of the lyrics, really, but the best part of it is apparently, before the show, he had picked up one of those strapped-to-your-foot sort of tambourines. And he said, yeah, I got this thing recently, and I'm going to try it out tonight. And so this is his first time using his little foot instrument. It's just, you know, tambourine jingles on a Velcro strap that's wrapped around his shoe so that when he taps his foot, you get sort of tambourine sound. And, yeah, you could tell it was his first time using this. Because it was sort of very irregular, and he kept time in a very strange way. His foot tapping at some points didn't seem to be correlated to the music what he was playing, but it was still, again, it's the spirit of things. And so I appreciated this guy, and some of the lyrics that I could hear I kind of liked, and I thought, okay, yeah, this guy's kind of cool. And then it got weird, and then it got really weird. Now, the funny thing is I didn't mean to stay there for very long. I just wanted to stay there long enough to get the feel of what's going on, figure out who's in charge, who is the singer for that first band. And this band is apparently called the Psych Knights. It's just my new favorite band. Oh. And then it got weird. The funny thing is but people kept coming in. A lot of people were coming in late. So, you know, by this time, an hour has gone by. But I'd been there for a while, and I gotta see what happens next. And the next thing that happens is a guy gets up on stage with his phone, and they Bluetooth the phone to the sound system somehow. And he starts playing some hip-hop rap mixtape, and he starts rapping with the song. And he's not rapping to a backing track. he is just singing at the same time as he's playing this music. He's just rapping along over the top of the recording. This is not a karaoke track. He's just copying what the original artist is doing, and he's just rapping over the top of it. This is a white guy. He's very young. He's got a hippie beard and hippie hair, and he's got a man bun, and his hair's not even long enough. That whole type of guy, right? And I'm just sitting there going, I don't know about this. You know, this would be like playing a record and then singing along with it. That's all he was doing. He was playing, he did like three songs and just rapped along with the original artist without mentioning who the original artist was or anything of that nature. And I thought, yeah, maybe. Well, at least he knew all the words. His timing was a little off sometimes, but hey, it's live, right? And so I'm thinking, okay, yeah, this is the way things are going. And I thought, oh, I gotta see what happens next, because it apparently this young woman is gonna go next, and she's not unattractive, and she's tall, and she's kind of slim, and she's wearing like a black cotton tube dress with a leather biker jacket over this, and she's got long braids in her hair that go down to her butt, and she's very attractive. And she gets up with her phone, and I'm thinking, oh god, no, not this again. This is the new thing. We're just going to get up with our phones. I don't know what to think about this. Anyway, she gets up and she does almost the same thing, except she's actually singing to backing tracks. And she does sing, and the first song she did was a Lana Del Rey song, which was pretty good. She's a good singer, and I was kind of, man, that's not bad. And so the next song she does is a System of a Down song, and it was amazing. And I was like, what the hell was that? And then the third song she did was even cooler. I didn't know what the song was or what, but it's very minimal, sort of bass and no drums and a little bit of synth, and I was just like, wow. She was a really good singer. That third song she did was amazing, and I didn't know what it was. Oh, man. By about that time, I had realized, man, and I have stayed here much longer than I have expected to. So after she got done and there was a break in the program, I got up and I left. And by the time I got back to my car, I took a look at the clock in my car, and I'd have been there for 2 hours. And, yeah, that was 2 hours of, oh my god, this is so great. And there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of people there. It must have been mostly the performers. There was a few people who didn't look like performers who were just there to see what was going on or hang out in the bar or whatever. But yeah, that was about the halfway point. This open mic was going to go for another 2 hours, which made me realize that I'm going to have to get back on my old schedule where I'm not waking up at the crack of dawn, and more like waking up at the crack of noon. And, you know, I'm just going to have to get back into my old schedule, because I'm probably going to have to go on a little bit later if I ever do anything for this, which I've decided that, yeah, I've got to try to do this, because this is a pretty good place to do it, and they've got the stuff that I need, and so blah, blah, blah. I had a really fun time at the open mic night. Now, I know what you're thinking. Toby, are you going to go to the sister bar and do their karaoke or do their open mic night tonight? And I can't. I have to go to a support group meeting at the hospital. So I can't go to their sister bar. Their sister bar is the bar that is close to my house. And it is also named after a Grateful Dead song, and I gotta find out if the same girl is running it. So anyway, yeah, I came home and I started to chill out, took my medications, and then I sat in front of my synthesizer And I had a weird revelation. I thought, hey, we got audio coming out of the switch, the clocked switch. Why don't I run that into the FM input of the modeling synthesizer and see what happens? And yeah, that was kind of interesting. You wanna hear that? Okay, hold on. Let me leave the old spaceship here, and let's hit the synth zone. Moving is kind of weird. Okay, but here we go. Here's the track that we all are familiar with so far. The basic business. Okay, so I've got it unplugged. I'm going to plug it back in here. I'm going to plug it into the third part of the switch here, and you will hear something a little bit different. That was it. And no, that's not the same thing as what I was doing with... There it is again. Okay, so this is interesting. Here we go. What is happening here is that, I told you, we got the FM plugged in. And it's just affecting the ghost whispers. Now the... Awesome. The audio that we're using is the output of the runaway oscillator. Okay, so when we hear this stuff at the beginning, the squanchy bits, that squanchy bits, that's still running. It's just not, being switched in. So when we get to the third bar, the audio goes out into the FM input of the modeling synthesizer, which is doing the wind. And we're getting weird stuff like that. Now, of course, I do have this button set up to do this. Okay. It's not the same thing, but it kind of sounds the same. And that's the interesting part, is I can have this button depressed at the same time as that weird FM stuff happens, and we can get some really strange artifacts. Let's see, it's coming around again. Here we go. It's weird. But it's just this little extra added weirdness that we're having fun with. And that's just... what the hell? It's fun. I'm having fun with my synth. And I could probably easily do this at the open mic. But what I want to do is I want to set up some kind of psychedelic space ambient thing. I think the whole space trucking sort of thing is going to go over well in this wacky bar. In both of them. Because both of these bars, owned by the same people apparently, they're both, deadhead bars. And so... that's the next thing I need to do, is get a performance patch together for open mic and get around to doing that. But tonight I gotta go to this other thing instead of the other bar, so maybe next week I'll go down to the bar that's next to me. And I just realized that we're running out of time, and you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.